Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let us get started. Today, our top stories include women breaking barriers in Web3 governance, Bitcoin emerging in the gold debate as volatility declines, and record-breaking token sales alongside corporate treasury pivots and regulatory face-offs. A CryptoSlate report on July 13, 2025, highlights persistent pay gaps in Web3 with women earning 46% less than men and holding only 8.6% of crypto startup leadership roles. Gracie Chen at BitJet and Melissa Anivas of Women in Web3. Hong Kong described a steep uphill climb amid frat house cultures. Data shows organizations with at least 30% female leaders are 12 times more likely to rank in the top 20% for financial performance. In Thailand, DV8 public company has brought on Chachaval Jaravanon, owner of Fortune magazine, as chairman, to steer the firm toward Bitcoin treasury routines and DeFi banking. His 11-member board features figures from traditional finance and blockchain, including Vichate Tantiwanich, Natavud Pungcharoenpong, and Jason Fang, whose Lightnet remittance startup supports underbanked communities. On July 11, 2025, Democratic House members Maxine Waters and Stephen Lynch launched an anti-crypto corruption week to counter GOP bills like the Genius Act and Clarity Act over concerns of fraud tied to Trump-linked stablecoins and weak consumer protections. Waters pointed out the irony of Republicans decrying a digital dollar while backing a corrupt crypto empire. Lynch warned that an anti-CBDC law could set back domestic digital currency research and hand advantage to rivals abroad. Bitcoin is further cementing its store of value status, with analysts advising gold investors to allocate 5% of metal holdings to Bitcoin. Market data shows $119,000 per Bitcoin and a capitalization above $2.2 trillion on July 13th. Skeptic Peter Schiff remains bullish on silver, but Mike Novogratz of Galaxy Digital has publicly urged him to admit decade-long misjudgments. Realized volatility has dipped to 29.5% down from near 100% in 2021 as Bitcoin ETFs pulled over $1 billion in inflows on consecutive trading days. Memecoin platform Pump.fun completed one of the fastest ICO events, raising $600 million in 12 minutes by selling 150 billion Pump tokens at $0.004 each. Investors will receive tokens in 2 to 3 days, but cannot trade until July 15, 2025. Gate, Kraken, and KuCoin accounted for large allocations, while Bybit processing delays led to oversubscription refunds. Blockchain games continue to stumble as titles like Deadrop and Nyan Heroes shut down after token-centric launches. Experts at Mythical Games and Fractional Uprising cite premature token issuance and funding strains, leaving players to seek refunds via banking channels. Even public firms are rethinking treasuries in surprising ways. DDC Enterprise renamed itself Decentralized Digital Capital after raising $528 million to acquire Bitcoin. Metaplanet holds over 15,000 Bitcoin and SharpLink Gaming tops corporate Ether holdings with more than $644 million parked. These shifts in corporate strategy unfold as fast as a light cycle lap in Tron. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.